you need for optimum health. Call BioAge at 877-288-9116, 877-288-9116. An emergency preparedness plan for your home, car, school, and office is a must. Knowing how to store water safely, survive extreme temperature changes, provide reliable shelter, first aid, and sanitation is critical. Knowing where to get the best lights, radios, and other supplies is easy. Ferris Survival, located at 3366 South Broadway, is a professional, reputable, full-service business providing realistic preparedness supplies at affordable prices. Stop by, go online, or call 303-781-0343, 866-781-0343.
CINN stations in Ault salutes our troops. Whether you're for the war or against it, they're still there. These men and women deserve more than our support. They deserve the comfort of home. Send a military care package today. Just type military care package into a search engine, point and click. Let's show our troops we care. This message from CINN stations in Ault, wishing Godspeed to our fighting men and women and thanking them for their triumphs and their sacrifices.
Well, Dr. Stan here at the American Freedom Network, and our guest this morning, Barry Shamish. For those of you who don't know Barry, he's an Israeli patriot, lived there for 30 years, investigative reporter, reported on the corruption at the highest levels of the Israeli government, including the assassination of one prime minister and the incapacitation, leaving in a coma, Ariel Sharon, under any circumstances, because Barry was getting very close to the devil's heartbeat, why there were attempts on his life. And as a result, he came to the United States, and we try to get him on as often as we can to bring you the news about what's really going on in Israel. Because Israel, in many ways, I believe, is the key to what's going to happen here in America. And as America turns against Israel, I fear there are going to be serious repercussions in this country. Well, go right ahead, Barry. You bring us up to date on what's going on as far as Israel is concerned.
Sure. I mean, this week is just going to be conventional analysis. There's no choice. That's Netanyahu was here. He spoke to Congress. He got 26 standing ovations, which, again, is either a tremendous outpouring of respect to Netanyahu and Israel, or, well, I can't explain 26 standing ovations. He was talking in cliches. He was using PR facts that are, well, old as the hills. But they worked like a charm yesterday. But the important issue is the one that I knew about before he arrived, and had that very, very weird tete-a-tete with Obama. Netanyahu told the Knesset that he was going to offer the United States what he called painful withdrawals. In other words, he's going to give away more land for nothing. Well, those painful withdrawals are all but three settlement blocks in the West Bank. That means Hebron would go, Itamar would go, they'd all go, but for these settlement blocks. A block is where the people gather together and form at least a town. And the settlement blocks don't extend to Hebron, and they don't extend to the Jordan Valley. And this is what he was going to offer when he got to the States. And last night we found out that that's what he's offering, all right. He's, no matter what you think and no matter what those standing ovations, what Netanyahu was offering, it was out of the question. He had no right, with no negotiating partner and nothing returned to him, to offer more painful withdrawals.
But he does one thing, he does another. In other words, he gives the impression he's this great Israeli leader championing the cause of his country, and yet it's all rhetoric. Is this what you're suggesting?
Well, what I'm suggesting is Barack Obama went way too far. And Israel was, as usual, just a cornered rat. And Netanyahu had to set him straight. Now, look, what Obama said in brief was that Israel must withdraw to the pre-67 borders unilaterally, without an agreement, without anything, just withdraw. And then we'll talk about Jerusalem and Palestinian refugees. That's his plan. Forget all the fluff around the side. He said all these nice things about Israel. They're harmless. The core of the matter is Israel withdraws to pre-67 borders, and that's that.
Yes,
afterwards, we'll cut an agreement.
Do it.
Pardon me?
Will Netanyahu do that?
Well, no. I mean, that's what he said. He said we can't. Well, first of all, Barack Obama, I don't know really who he's getting his advice from, because that was just a provocation. And it forced Netanyahu, who, again, was willing to withdraw. He's not such a top guy here. But nonetheless, he had no choice to say that we're not going to withdraw to the pre-67 borders without an agreement. Well, he's right. They were artificially... They were just the borders of a war. They have no geographical or historical or any consequence other than the war in 48 ended there. And that's what Obama wants, Israel to go back to the 48 borders with or without an agreement. And by the way, we'll talk about other issues, but one of his big ones... Remember, the Jordan Valley is in the eastern border of Israel today, and it has to stay that way because you don't open up your eastern border. Well, if Israel withdrew from the Jordan Valley, the entire Arab world would turn the West Bank into on arms and drugs and every kind of smuggling state you could imagine if there were no Israeli forces there. It's, again, militarily indefensible. And the original Oslo Agreement, well, Yitzhak Rabin, here's a quote from Rabin, that the security of the State of Israel will be located, the security border of the State of Israel will be located in the Jordan Valley. Nobody is nuts enough to open up the entire Jordan Valley to whoever wants to come in, but nobody but Obama. What Obama, now people missed this, and I don't know why, and we'll go into the Jews that missed it very shortly, or maybe they caught it and don't care, but what Obama asked for is a permanent Palestinian state with borders, which borders Israel, Jordan, and Egypt. How do you border Jordan unless Israel leaves the Jordan Valley? So he said it outright, but he said it a little backhanded. A little backhanded. He didn't say you've got to get out of the Jordan Valley. He said, well, Palestine should have a Jordanian border. He's being a little slippery here. But the next one, this Palestine that he demands, by the way, because everybody knows that that is how the settlement is going to end. That cocky, arrogant, everybody knows, makes it seem like a truth. Whoops.
Hang on there, Barry. Hang on. We'll be right back.
Shalom, this is Pastor Michael Golden of the Voice of Many Waters Congregation, personally inviting you to join me as we continue our series on exploring your God-given spiritual gifts and utilizing them biblically to build Yahweh's kingdom. We'll be meeting at 3J's Christian Coffee House in Johnstown, Saturdays beginning at 1 p.m. We'll look through the lens of Torah and address questions like, how do I know what my gifts really are? What's my purpose in using the spiritual gifts? Can my spiritual gifts be blocked for some reason? I've used my spiritual gifts for years. What does Torah have to do with them?
How do I know the difference between truth or error, or the office and the gift, and much more? This series includes an extensive personal spiritual gift profile and how to understand who God has called you to be through your gifts in a safe, orderly, and biblically based environment. The exciting series will continue over the next few weeks, so please join us. Contact the Voice of Many Waters congregation at 1-800-205-6245 or 303-522-3562. A love offering will be collected. Ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Tom Phillips, founder of The Green Herb.
Is it me, or have you noticed that personal service is becoming a thing of the past? Is a big store with untrained personnel, or going to a vitamin store and finding several brands of the same herbal product, all at different prices? You don't need to be an herbal expert at The Green Herb. We'll gladly help you decide which of The Green Herb's exclusive products will work for you and work better than anything you buy elsewhere. And we'll give you an old-fashioned money-back guarantee. Come by The Green Herb, located in Wheat Ridge, Colorado, on the I-70 Frontage Road North, 1 mile west of Kipling, or call 888-765-HERB, that's 888-765-4372, or go to our website at www.thegreenherb.com. It's The Green Herb's policy to give you small-town service in the big city, and be sure to listen to The Green Herb Show with Linda and Dr. Cass every Tuesday at 1 o'clock on KHNC.
Well, Dr. Stan here at the American Freedom Network, I guess Barry Shamish. Well, Barry, what concessions will Netanyahu make? Will he just pull the settlers out of Hebron, the other areas outside of Samaria? Is he willing to make major concessions at this point?
Well, Hebron is actually in Judea, but yes, that's what he... Look, I mean, his own party were disgusted by him. Party member Israel Katz said he's planning the greatest forced withdrawal of Jews since the Spanish Inquisition. It wasn't a minor speech. And needless to say, he didn't have a lot of support for this speech. People were really ticked off at him. I mean, he was talking, when he's talking about painful withdrawals, he's talking about the mountains overlooking the, well, it's called the Sharon Plain. I mean, that's where 70% of Israel is on this flat plain. There are mountains that Israel can't step down. No military strategist would step down and let the enemy take the heights overlooking 70% of your population. That's about all Israel has to give anymore, are the most strategic places. And Netanyahu said he was going to do that. But again, they've worked over Netanyahu, and I'm not going to go through the they. This isn't the time. I can do it some other time. But what it comes down to is they've got their man representing supposedly the Israeli right. But again, Obama pushed it. He just went beyond the boundaries. And look what else he wants. Obama insisted on Palestine being a contiguous state. What, contiguous? That means splitting Israel in two. There is no border between Gaza and the West Bank without making one right through the heart of Israel. What an amazing, amazing concession Israel would have to make for the Obama plan. They'd have to split their country. Now, again, you have to understand that there's been a change in the Middle East, that, again, Obama just is trying to gloss over this. The fact of the matter is that the Palestinian Authority, or the PLO, let's just say the PLO and Hamas have signed a unity agreement, and Israel has to now negotiate with Hamas. Hamas is a genocidal organization determined to kill everything. No dramatics here. If they had their way, they would kill every single Jew in Israel. Well, what does Obama say to that? All they have to do is agree to negotiate, and Hamas is welcome in the negotiations. Again, you can't. Israel has, the Israeli citizen has put up with withdrawals and withdrawals, now you're in the end game. Every withdrawal now is your last line of defense. And what Obama is saying is tear down whatever defenses are left and cut a deal with Hamas. Now, I'm jumping a little. He didn't say cut a deal with Hamas. But look, Hamas is now in the Palestinian Authority. They're in the government of the Palestinian Authority. If you're going to negotiate, well, you have to negotiate with Hamas. Obama just glossed that over. All they have to do is recognize Israel as a state, minor diplomatic niceties, and then they can chop Israel up again. Now, again, Hamas are going to take this. Why shouldn't they? Look, they'll swallow their pride maybe for, a few months. They'll say whatever needs to be said to get Israel from its defensive positions, and then they'll start the campaign to wipe out Israel. And they're fooling nobody, apparently, except the President of the United States. Now, let's just carry on with what we're talking about. Hamas and the PLO are two sides of the same coin, putting it mildly. But Arafat, when he spoke in Arabic, he told the people, he said, we've got something called the Fez plan. We'll get as much territory back and as many concessions as possible through negotiations, and then when we're strong enough, we'll wipe out Israel. This is what he actually said. And whenever it was reported to the American administration, it would come Shimon Peres telling them what he really said. It wasn't all that bad. He would just buy into the PLO being peacemakers, and what they said was just off-the-cuff nonsense. And this has been going on for the longest time. But with Hamas in the picture, they're going to do the PLO trick. And Obama is opening the door for negotiation between Israel and Hamas. Again, a lot of people didn't understand really, how desperate this Obama plan is. It doesn't exist in this world. Israel can't do any of the things that he's demanding. Now, as for the Palestinians, they were mad at him for the fluff on the sides, that he used the word Jewish state like that means something. They got the concessions of their life short of actually calling for the destruction of Israel. Obama just gave the Palestinians everything they ever demanded without nothing in return. They don't have to, their schools don't have to teach that Israel has no historical ties to their land, and they don't have to stop terrorism. Well, that's what Obama's saying. You just take my deal, you get everything you want, and then Israel won't be able to do much about this anymore. And by the way, Obama was abrogating even the very far-left roadmap plan, which at a minimum declares that there will be no negotiations until the Palestinians sign a deal that Israel has a right to exist in peace. And they've got to stop all the terrorism and all the Palestinian educational institutions have to stop the incitement. That's what the roadmap is saying. What Obama did is diplomatically unbelievable. Amateurish isn't the word. It goes beyond that. It's deliberate. It's what he did was essentially call for Israel to be wiped out by his new Palestinian state. And it didn't take such profound reading. Apparently, people can't read between the lines. And by the way, that was not between the lines. to the Jewish reaction to this unbelievable speech. But first, let's look at people who did see through it a little bit. Now, one commentary, which I noticed as well, was Obama, when Netanyahu spoke, it was for about 7 minutes, he put his hand in his face, didn't move, and just stares at Netanyahu. Imagine someone did that to you. He wasn't staring out of respect for Netanyahu. Nobody takes a pose like that. And this review just said that Obama's use of body language techniques are to control the situation. To quote it, since Obama doesn't have the political depth or historical intellect, he has to depend on such tricks. And don't underestimate this. This was part of the planning. Netanyahu is going to speak, and you have to stare him down. This was in the planning. He didn't take that pose without being advised to take that pose. And another commentator was furious at Obama's use of occupation of the West Bank when there are over 500,000 Jews who don't think they're occupying anybody's land. They're thoroughly convinced they're living on their land, but he used that term. And again, coming from the President of the United States, calling over half a million Jews occupiers was, well, most undiplomatic. All right? It's not done that way. Let's just put it this way. When you're talking about withdrawing to the pre-67 borders, you're talking about uprooting some 550,000 Jews. I don't think Israel could afford to do that. That's number one. Number two, Obama wants the deal that Israel withdraw to the pre-67 lines. Israel didn't have East Jerusalem pre-67. He's already taken care of Jerusalem in his speech. Israel gets out of there, and there's 250,000 Jews living in East Jerusalem. You know, it's so impossible. You're talking about there isn't enough money to find housing for 550,000 Jews all at one time. All right, just plain and simple, just basic stuff. But this is the Obama plan, and I'd like to know who cooked up this beauty, because this just comes from the most anti-Israel so-called peace factions. They want Israel to be in exactly the place that Obama wants to put them. Now, here's where the problem comes in. You have these Jews who either have interests or they just don't hear with a good mind. They just don't see through words and get down to the core of what he's saying. Now, you start right after the speech on American TV, after Obama and Netanyahu finished their boxing match. That's how everyone described it. Now, you've never heard, I asked you this before, of Debbie Wasserman Schultz. She's a congresswoman from Florida, but more than that, she's the chairwoman of the Democratic National Committee. She's a fast riser here. She loved the speech. Here's her quote. There's nothing like hearing it straight from the President of the United States. And what did she hear straight? His expression that he is strongly pro-Israel. Now, either she wasn't there or missed the gist of what he was saying, or to keep rising in the Democrat Party. She, and who knows where chairman of the Democratic National Committee could lead, perhaps to the White House. She better play ball. But the big one, and this repeats itself constantly, Debbie Wasserman Schultz is a member of the Council on Foreign Relations, which none of her constituents would even see a problem with that. Well, so Martin Indyk, right on schedule. Here's the CFR's Martin Indyk, he's not just merely a destructive Jew. He's in on the other side. He wants Israel down. Down. He's like a Kissinger who really tried to bring Israel down in 73. I won't go through that one, but during the Yom Kippur War, the CFR's Henry Kissinger cut a deal with Moshe Dayan not to mobilize his army. Well, Indyk is from that school, and I guess Debbie Wasserman Schultz, whether she knows it or not, she knows she was told to say nice things about Obama, but that he is strongly pro-Israel, somebody must have told her to say that. That's so not what happened. Now we're going to get into, I hear the music.
You hear the music? Our guest has been very shamish. We're getting Mary's analysis of what's really going on over there. Barack Obama is saying one thing, doing another. Unfortunately, Netanyahu is going to help him.
Whether you already know essential oils are valued for their ancient wisdom and wellness, or you're considering their use as a viable, non-toxic, healthy alternative, your question should be the same. Are all essential oils certified pure therapeutic grade? Who makes the highest quality essential oils available? Do all test for safety and meet rigorous standards? Can all oils pass the scrutiny of health professionals and scientists? Many essential oils don't meet these standards, so ask one more question. Where can I find the most powerful, reasonably priced, certified pure therapeutic grade essential oils? doTERRA. Gift of the Earth. doTERRA, committed to natural, empowering ideals. If you're new to essential oils or a seasoned expert, you'll recognize the superior quality of doTERRA certified pure therapeutic grade essential oils with your first experience. Call 970-493-6789. That's 970-493-6789 or RockyMountainEssentialOil.com. That's RockyMountainEssentialOil.com.
Shalom. This is Pastor Michael Golden of the Voice of Many Waters Congregation, personally inviting you to join me as we continue our series on exploring your God-given spiritual gifts and utilizing them biblically to build Yahweh's kingdom. We'll be meeting at 3J's Christian Coffee House in Johnstown, Saturdays beginning at 1 p.m. We'll look through the lens of Torah and address questions like, how do I know what my gifts really are? What's my purpose in using the spiritual gifts? Can my spiritual gifts be blocked for some reason? I've used my spiritual gifts for years. What does Torah have to do with them? How do I know the difference between truth or error, or the office and the gift, and much more? This series includes an extensive personal spiritual gift profile and how to understand who God has called you to be through your gifts in a safe, orderly, and biblically based environment. The exciting series will continue over the next few weeks, so please join us. Contact the Voice of Many Waters Congregation at 1-800-205-6245 or 303-522-3562. A love offering will be collected.
No state shall enter into any treaty, alliance, or confederation, grant letters of marque or reprisal, coin money, emit bills of credit, make anything but gold and silver coin a tender in payment of debts, pass any bill of attainder, ex post facto law, or law impairing the obligation of contracts, or grant any title of nobility. Article 1, Section 10.
The Beth Messiah Congregation invites you to come and experience a Messianic Roots, biblically-based congregational fellowship as we observe God's Shabbat in Messiah Yeshua. Praise and worship services begin at 10:30 a.m., followed by an Oneg Shabbat meal, Midrash, and fellowship. Beth Messiah Congregation is located at 8333 Acoma Way in North Denver. You can find out more information by calling 1-800-205-6245. Everyone's welcome, so join us this Shabbat. And Shabbat Shalom, good Sabbath.
Well, Dr. Stan, before we get back to Barack Obama's plan to actually betray Israel, all the time he's saying that he's supporting Israel, but he says one thing, he advocates another. Barry, I want you to tell our listeners how they can get your books, how they can get your DVDs, how they can invite you to come to talk to their group, and lastly, how they can get to your PayPal button. Go right ahead.
Sure. My books are available at lulu.com. That's www.lulu.com. When you get there, you'll see a search box right in my name, C-H-A-M-I-S-H. That'll take you to my books. Downloading them is really $5-$7. If you want an e-book, sent home is more. My website is barrychamish.com. There is a PayPal button at the very bottom of the main page. And if you do contribute, and believe me, I need it, I will send you a really nice gift of DVDs if you so desire. Just ask me. And the DVDs aren't on Lulu. For that, you should phone me. That's 904-315-8079. That's 904-315-8079. All right, now let's get back. Again, the Jews... You think with such an obvious approach, no Jew in his right mind would ever trust Obama as long as they lived. That should have been the end right then and there. And that's, by the way, why, first of all, I think Netanyahu got all those standing ovations because of the shabby treatment he got from Obama and that ridiculous proposal that everybody knows is going to end in this kind of a settlement. I think they just felt guilty, a bunch of them, and they were just showing that they're not Obama. It's the only way I can explain standing ovations for nothing. Now, keep in mind that yesterday Netanyahu was interrupted by one protester who got into the halls of Congress, wouldn't you know, an Israeli-born, he's been living in America for a long time, she, by the way, been living in America for a long time. The only person to protest was a Jew. And, look, I'm just going to go through the Israeli media to let you know that Obama still has his audience amongst Jews. Not over with yet. Now, Ari Shavit is a good political writer, and that's why, boy, did he hedge his bets. We're going to start easy. He said that he was really mad about some things. He didn't like that the setting the 67 borders as a starting point for final negotiations really ticked him off. There's nothing more to negotiate. Well, if that's your starting point, Israel's walking into the negotiations with nothing, absolutely nothing to trade. But he was really mad about that, and he was really mad that Obama... And this was also an amazing thing that Obama did. He said, after you withdrawn, we'll discuss the Palestinian refugee rights. Now, to Israel, having millions of foreign Arabs crossing into the West Bank is a nightmare. It's not, you don't just talk about the refugee rights. They don't have rights. It's that simple. You can't do a massive emigration to Israel without upsetting, well, upsetting, they're turning upside down the political situation there. And he was really ticked off about that, too, that, again, Obama left refugees to be discussed after the West Bank and Jerusalem are gone. We'll talk refugees. Very, very spooky. Obama's plan was just darned spooky. Now, but what is Shavit, how does he end up saying this then, that Obama's speech was good for Israel? that he said, was good for Israel, that it opposed the UN vote coming up to unilaterally secure independence. Obama went against that. Well, of course he would. He wants America to decide the Middle East, not the UN. Well, it was good for Israel because Obama slammed the unity deal with Hamas. Bad analysis. He invited Hamas in while seemingly slamming them. And here's where you get this Uncle Tom Judaism. And I'm so tired of this. It was good for Israel because it recognized Israel as the Jewish state. Oh, thank you. Thank you, Obama, for recognizing our country as a Jewish state. This is, it's a real problem with Jews. They've still got this Uncle Tom mentality that, thank you, Mr. President. That's the, they've still got this mentality. And, well, I'm just going to go to the next one. The next, Shalom Israel? Whatever, it's a pretty influential web forum and is pro-Israel. The editor wrote me last night when I wrote him and said, what are you, nuts? He didn't just expound on the president's speech. He was glowing about this speech. He took all the, and this is what I wrote back. I said he took all the fluff along the side, and which doesn't matter at all. And he missed the core issue of what his plan is, which is not good for Israel. So he quotes all the fluff that Obama said that America will stand against attempts to single Israel out for criticism in international forums, which actually means the UN. We don't want that deal. It's not a good enough deal for us. And he goes on, I hate this. The president explicitly referred to Israel as the Jewish state. What a nice guy he is to call our country what it is. Right? But he's just delighted with that. And he goes on and on that Obama criticized the Palestinians for abandoning peace negotiations and said the Palestinians will never realize their independence by denying the right of Israel to exist. He took all the fluff, which really had no place in his proposal. He was just trying to get people's attention away from what he was really saying, which was, all right, so here, Palestinians, we're gonna slap you down a little bit, but you get all of pre-67 Israel, and Hamas can negotiate. He took the fluff, and he decided that the president's speech, let's see if I can find the exact quote. Well, it was just a wonderful speech. Just a top-notch speech of support for Israel from Obama. That's from a Jewish site. Listen, you want to hear from the Jewish government, it gets even better. Ehud Barak, who, of course, is the defense minister today, said that Netanyahu and Obama are not very far apart. I don't know what very far apart is. If he's talking land and territory, there isn't much left to be apart from. But Barak said that he was satisfied that the president and the prime minister are seeing things the same way.
Hold that thought. Hold the thought. We'll be right back.
Sick of playing the guessing game with your vitamins? Tired of paying hundreds or even thousands of dollars for supplements that may or may not work? If you're a professional athlete or just looking for nutritional peace of mind, look no more, because you've found Bio Superfood, the next generation in supplementation. 100% natural Bio Superfood packs all your essential proteins, vitamins, minerals, antioxidants, enzymes, and many of nature's special forces you need for optimum health. Call BioAge at 877-288-9116, 877-288-9116. An emergency preparedness plan for your home, car, school, and office is a must. Knowing how to store water safely, survive extreme temperature changes, provide reliable shelter, first aid, and sanitation is critical. Knowing where to get the best lights, radios, and other supplies is easy. Ferris Survival, located at 3366 South Broadway, is a professional, reputable, full-service business providing realistic preparedness supplies at affordable prices. Stop by, go online, or call 303-781-0343, 866-781-0343.
The Beth Messiah Congregation invites you to come and experience a Messianic Roots biblically-based congregational fellowship as we observe God's Shabbat in Messiah Yeshua. Praise and worship services begin at 10:30 a.m., followed by an Oneg Shabbat meal, Midrash, and fellowship. Beth Messiah Congregation is located at 8333 Acoma Way in North Denver. You can find out more information by calling 1-800-205-6245. Everyone's welcome, so join us this Shabbat. And Shabbat Shalom. Good Sabbath.
There's a trend underway at America's farms, ranches, and rodeos, and that trend is to Tartar Farm and Ranch, the nation's number one manufacturer of farm and ranch equipment. Tartar offers hundreds of top-quality American-made products for ranchers, ropers, hunters, and every type of farmer, horses, cattle, or goats, for work, for hobby, or both. Visit TartarFarmAndRanch.com for all of our products and a dealer near you. Tartar Farm and Ranch, working harder since 1945.
Well, Dr. Stan, back here, our guest, Barry Shamish. This is the last segment of the program this morning. Barry, you go right ahead.
Well, again, we're back to remember, the defense minister announced that he was very satisfied with the Obama-Netanyahu meeting, that the two sides are not very far off. Maybe he knows something. This Ehud Barak is a... Again, I could do a whole show on this guy. He is one crooked little defense minister. And by the way, I'm going on Israel TV in an hour. My webmaster is over here with the camera to talk a little about Barak. Well, I'm not going to dive into that, but I'm just going to say that if Barak says the two sides are not far off, I would be very, very worried about that he's telling the truth. But you want to see a little trip into the Wizard of Oz land. Shimon Peres, the Israeli president, has now urged the government to launch negotiations with Hamas. We're going to talk about what the Israelis really think about this, but nonetheless, this is what Peres said is about Arafat. He says, people told me there was no chance. And look what happened. Arafat recognized Israel. I mean, this guy is living this. For anyone to make that statement in light of Israel's history since Arafat joined the peace process, would be Alzheimer's, or else a delusion so severe that it doesn't just border on some sort of illness. But he says we should negotiate with Hamas because look what happened with Arafat. He thinks it was a good thing what happened with Arafat. Remember, this is the president of Israel, this is the defense minister of Israel, and this is what the Israeli people are stuck with. Netanyahu comes out a hero just because, he won't commit total suicide, only partial. Meanwhile, the Palestinian Authority did something that I think you really should take note of. They changed their law. That anyone who sits in prison for terrorism against Israel, including Israeli Arabs, will be paid a full salary for as long as they're serving. You've got about 6,000 Palestinian prisoners are serving time in Israel for terrorism. So where are they going to get this money? I don't know. But this doesn't go to just ordinary thieves and rapists. Now, only the heroes that took on Israel and ended up in prison are going to be paid a full salary from here on in. Bet you didn't know that.
No, I think that is a rather frightening thing. And, of course, I suspect that the money will come from the United States. After all, we're always giving money to
Obviously, all the donor nations are going to be paying the terrorist salaries from here on in. The Palestinian Authority gets most of their money from donor nations in Israel. So you're paying for the salaries of thousands of terrorists by donating to the Palestinian Authority. Look, Israelis I've got a poll here that was taken just before Netanyahu spoke to Congress, but after the fiasco with Barack Obama. 42% of Israelis now view Barack Obama as pro-Arab, and only 7% see him as pro-Israel. That is 6-1, he is pro-Arab. All right? Now, it gets even about Jerusalem. Two-thirds support Netanyahu's decision to build in their capital city. Two-thirds, well, 26% are opposed because it'll bring on more pressure from the United States. 66-26, build in Jerusalem. and we'll talk about, if we have time, what happened on the Golan Heights this Saturday before. But here is only 26% of Israelis were satisfied with Obama's efforts to deal with the nuclear threat. But an overwhelming 82% says it is naive or simplistic of Obama to think that Israel and Syria would conclude a peace if Israel were to surrender the Golan Heights. Now, just to remind you, 82% of Israelis are opposed to the. Remember, Obama wanted Israel to withdraw to the pre-67 borders. That includes the Golan Heights. What can I say? 82% of Israelis think that Syria is not a good peace partner. And quite frankly, we don't know if the Assad regime is going to survive or not. But even if it does, you've got the Syrian people really not supporting their government. And this peace treaty, whatever Israel gets for withdrawing from the Golan, won't be worth a penny in the future. But this is the Obama plan. Now, look, Israel's got a real problem with Syria. And we spoke, I'm not sure if it was on this station last week, but the Syrians opened the gates to the Golan Heights, and, there were protests, there were people killed. It was a nasty thing. What does the Israeli army do this week to make sure a sham like last week? I mean, the army literally wasn't there to stop this protest on their soil. Well, what the army has done is they have closed off the Golan Heights as a military area, and that's it. No more Syrians can come in. What you've got, well, first of all, the Israeli leadership and its army they don't represent the Israeli people, and the Israeli leadership, and I'm going to say it again, Ehud Barak, President Peres, and Netanyahu are all, every one of them, prepared to put Israel on the chopping block. The only problem they have, the only problem Netanyahu has is he doesn't want the pre-67 borders. That is going too far. What we can say is President Obama had a miserable showing in his meeting with Netanyahu. There.
Okay, thanks so much, Barry. We'll talk to you next week.
You got it. Bye.
Article 4. The right of the people to be secure in their persons, houses, papers, and effects against unreasonable searches and seizures shall not be violated, and no warrant shall be issued but upon probable cause, supported by oath or affirmation, and particularly describing the places to be searched and the persons or things to be seized.
Sick of playing the guessing game with your vitamins? Tired of paying hundreds or even thousands of dollars for supplements that may or may not work? If you're a professional athlete or just looking for nutritional peace of mind, look no more, because you've found BioSuperfood, the next generation in supplementation. 100% natural BioSuperfood packs all your essential proteins, vitamins, minerals, antioxidants, enzymes, and many of nature's special forces you need for optimum health. Call BioAge at 877-288-9116, 877-288-9116.
If catastrophe struck, would your family be prepared? Are you confident you wouldn't react in a panic? Is there one place to get all of your emergency supplies? Ferris Survival encourages you to have confidence through preparation, not panic through crisis. Ferris Survival, located at 3366 South Broadway, is a professional, reputable, full-service business providing quality, realistic preparedness supplies at an affordable price. Go online, stop by, or call 303-781-0343. Ferris Survival. Worship and Warfare, Holy Places and In His Hands. Three praise and worship CDs now available through Voice of Many Waters Ministry. Call 1-800-205-6245 or check it out on the web, www.voiceofmanywaters.org. Each CD is $15 plus $3.50 shipping and handling. Call 1-800-205-6245 or www.voiceofmanywaters.org.
Well, Dr. Dan here at the American Freedom Network, and I hope to enjoy our weekly conversations with Barry Shamish. Basically, it would appear that the globalists who really tell Barack Obama what to do, he is simply a front for these powerful spiritual forces that dominate America's government, and their intent is to betray Israel, and believe me, when America betrays Israel, why are there going to be serious repercussions? And I tremble for my country when I reflect that God is not pleased with the fact that we have allowed these wicked, wicked people to take control of America. Who are they? Well, you need to read my book, Brotherhood of Darkness. It will help you to understand what's really going on. You need to hear I talk on the Forbidden Secret, on the Dark Secret, and get the syllabuses to go with them. You need to be introduced to the whole other world that's out there. We are offering used copies of Constance Cumby's book, The Hidden Dangers of the Rainbow, her talk she gave for our conference a couple of years ago called The Emergence. It's on the DVD. And then lastly, the 4-CD set, The Aquarian Conspiracy. Why that phrase? Because that's what they call themselves. And who are they? Well, that's why you need to get our material. Because you're not going to be introduced to that through most talk radio. Radio Liberty believes there are powerful spiritual forces behind everything going on. And certainly, we do hope that many of you out there will agree with us. Want to join the Radio Liberty family of supporters. Now, what should you be doing? You should be organizing local tea parties. You should be getting together people. You should be getting to listen to our programs. You should get them to read our material. And then begin organizing to try to get people elected to office who will have the courage to stand. To stand against war. To stand against torture. To stand against the breakdown of the moral structure of our society. Half of our marriages end in divorce. 40% of our children are born out of wedlock. There is an organized effort to kill off the black population. And we've talked about the various programs that they have, whether it be putting their abortion mills in the black parts of our country, designing a disease, AIDS, specifically hits blacks, fluoridating the drinking water when they know that, of course, it increases in blacks far more than whites because of genetic differences, the level of lead in the blood. And that's Dr. Roger Master's work at Dartmouth. And, of course, they get 6 times as much lead when we fluoridate the drinking water with hydrofluoric salicylic acid. And they get, of course, lead encephalopathy, which is why one and every 3 young black men is in prison, probation or parole today. That's between 21 and 31 years of age. They know what they're doing, ladies and gentlemen. They know by recommending low doses of vitamin D for blacks, why, of course, they're going to have all sorts of diseases because you need vitamin D for your immune system. They've targeted the blacks. They've targeted Israel. And now they're targeting the American people. You need to get our material on population control. America is under attack today. But you're not going to be able to get the information out by yourself. Form local groups. get people to study the Constitution. Join in this epic struggle. And, of course, those of you who don't know, as we pointed out, why they're already building their missile bases in Venezuela, Pakistan, Iran building nuclear bases in Venezuela, targeting them at the United States. Our number, 1-800-544-8977. 1-800-544-8977. Till tomorrow, may the Lord be with you.
Now you can reach the American Freedom Network at our new P.O. Box, 1750 Johnstown, Colorado, 80534, or online at AmeriFree.com.
If cholesterol, high blood pressure, angina, atherosclerotic plaque, or stroke are a concern for you or your loved one, or you want to strengthen your heart, increase stamina, and promote overall cardiovascular health, then join the Heart Technology team. Heart Technology, Linus Pauling's recommended vitamin C therapies is the answer to your concern. Don't wait until it's too late. For more information and to order, call Dennett Daniels at 1-800-205-6245. Heart Technology, it's natural, it's effective, it's inexpensive, and it's guaranteed. 1-800-205-6245.
CINN stations in Ault salutes our troops. Whether you're for the war or against it, they're still there. These men and women deserve more than our support. They deserve the comfort of home. Send a military care package.